Do you ever wonder what it would be like to meet Jesus in person? Every Christian does. All kinds of questions run through your head. What does he look like? How tall is he? What does his voice sound like? Peter knew the answers to these questions. Meeting Jesus was a life-changing moment for him. Paintings of Peter show him as an older man, full-figured and slightly balding. There exists to this day, in the catacombs in Rome, a graffito with the name Petrus in bold red. Rome is where Peter was crucified at the hands of Emperor Nero in AD 64. But Peter first encountered Jesus more than 30 years earlier. As we meet him for the first time in John's Gospel, John chapter 1 verses 35 through 42, he was probably around 30 years old, roughly the same age as Jesus. Peter and his brother Andrew, along with the two brothers James and John, elsewhere known as Boanerges or Sons of Thunder, a nickname given to them by Jesus because of their committed preaching, Mark chapter 3 verse 17, had an established fishing business in Bethsaida, Galilee, John chapter 1 verse 44. Bethsaida had been raised to the status of a city by the infamous Philip the Tetrarch, who later married the equally infamous Salome, the one who asked for the head of John the Baptist on a plate. Peter was a fisherman. Scholars often doubt that Peter could write the complex Greek of the epistle known as 2 Peter. But Bethsaida was a thoroughly Hellenistic city. Peter would have been taught Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, as well as possibly some Latin, in the established synagogue education system. Even today, lack of a formal education doesn't mean that someone is uneducated. I have known many who never went to college whose language skills and knowledge of scripture were profound. My late mother left school at 16 to care for her ailing father, but she could hold her own on literature and music. Just because Peter and some of the other disciples earned their living fishing the Sea of Galilee does not mean that they were poorly educated. Peter's Aramaic name was Simon and denoted the idea of obedient. Transliterated into Greek, it became Simeon. Jesus called him Peter, initially at the time of his calling as a disciple, John chapter 1 verse 42, and later reaffirmed at Caesarea Philippi, Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, because he either saw something in him or desired something from him. The name means rock or stone. Its Aramaic equivalent was Kephas. Its English cognate is Cephas. Andrew, the name of Peter's brother, is an entirely Greek name, indicating some degree of Hellenization, Greek cultural influence, on the part of their parents. But something had happened that had taken Andrew and Peter down south to Bethany on the eastern side of the River Jordan. An extraordinary preacher had emerged by the name of John the Baptist. Huge crowds were going into the countryside to hear him preach and receive the baptism of repentance he offered. Priests and Levites were sent from Jerusalem to inquire about his identity, John chapter 1 verse 19. Some wondered whether he might be the long-awaited Messiah, the one prophesied in the scriptures who would deliver the people of Israel from their sins. But he was not, verse 20. Neither was he Elijah. Since the prophet Elijah had not died but instead been taken into heaven alive, a belief emerged among Second Temple Jews that he might return one day. An empty seat was kept for him in Jewish homes at the celebration of Passover. John was none of these. Instead, he identified himself as the one depicted by the prophet Isaiah as the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." John chapter 1 verse 23, quoting Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3.